If you're a founder, you know that fundraising is a big part of the job. What you might not know is that Carta is there to help. Carta's new fundraising suite provides startups of all stages the best tools and support to easily issue SAFEs, accurately forecast dilution, and quickly close funding rounds. Save time, money, and make your next round your best yet. To learn more or to get started, go to carta.com/fundraise. That's carta.com/fundraise. Welcome to Inc's The Founders Project with Alexa Von Tobel. I'm Alexa, the founder of LearnVest, author of New York Times bestselling book, Financially Fearless, and second book, Financially Forward. I'm also the founder and managing partner of Inspired Capital, a venture firm focused on the entrepreneurs of the future. Each week, we sit down with a top founder to share their story of guts, inspiration, and drive. Hi, everybody. It's Alexa Von Tobel. And this week on The Founders Project, I have two very special guests that I'm really excited about. I have Dylan Diamond and Max Barron, the entrepreneurs behind Saturn, the social app that is centered around the calendar that started rapidly growing on high school campuses. Dylan is a lifelong builder who launched a thriving web design firm in middle school, a best-selling app to then check grades in high school, and went on to become Tesla's youngest ever employee. Max is a marketer who built a micro-influencer agency from his dorm room. He worked as a managing director at Havas and then took a leave of absence from Wharton to start Saturn with Dylan. Let's welcome Dylan and Max. Hey, guys. Happy to have you here.
Thanks for having us. Great to be here.
Before we just quickly dive in, full disclosure, I think Saturn is so special that we at Inspired Capital are an investor, and I have completely just been enamored with Dylan and Max since I met them. And I want you guys just to start, and maybe Dylan will start with you. You've had an astonishing number of entrepreneurial successes already. Saturn is this rocket ship. Tell us in your own words, what is Saturn?
Yeah, so Saturn is building community around the calendar, and we're starting in high schools. So Saturn is trying to build hyper-localization at scale and connect you with who you want to talk to within your community. So we're solving where you have to go and who you can talk to.
So when you think about your aha moment, walk everybody through just the origin story. When did you really start Saturn? When did you know it was working? And when was it a moment where it was like, aha, we are diving all in and this is going to be the business that we build?
So Saturn started on a simple problem. I think I was a sophomore in high school.
How old were you? Let's just say it out loud. 16?
16. 15, 16, yeah.
For everybody who wants to feel like a total slacker out there, 16 years old, here's Dylan.
And I was scrolling through my Facebook feed probably in May, towards the end of the year, and my high school in Connecticut, they would give you your schedule for the upcoming school year at the end of the year. And everyone would post a picture of their schedule. It was usually crumpled up because you'd carry it home from your backpack, take a picture, and say, like or comment if you're in my class. And you would see all these comments, and then people would try and make spreadsheets and do all the matching. And of course, I thought that's a really archaic system. So I built a web app that did all the matching automatically. That took off with all 2,000 kids in the school. And by the following year, I had adapted it to a mobile app. So you could do all the same functionality, plus view profiles. So I can see kind of where people are, throughout their school day. Then the following year, I was about to be a senior. So I think 17, 18, just about to turn 18. And my high school switched to this really complicated rotating block system. So for those who don't know, high schools typically either have a static schedule or are increasingly starting to use a rotating system, which has, say, A through H letter days, and then on each letter day you could have periods 1 through 8, really rotating. The goal is to increase the frequency that classes meet, so schools use it, but it's really confusing for the kids. So we switched to this new system. No one knew where to go, but since I already had the directory of everyone's courses and the classes that met at the school, I was able to build an app around that and kind of tie it all into one in a great interface that all the kids used.
So there you are, 16 years old at Staples High School, and you were like, I'm just going to go build an app to like make this easier for all my friends to be able to understand where to go and what they're supposed to do. And then what happened next?
What happened next was actually a pause for about 2 years with it. The app was running in the background, and about 1,800 out of the 2,000 students in the school were using the app daily on just the iOS product. And I was working
essentially more than, call it, 85-90% of the campus was literally using it daily.
Yeah, and I wasn't really focused on it. I had a senior at the school kind of maintaining it, and I was working at Tesla, and I was a student at Penn in the entrepreneurship Jerome Fisher program doing business and computer science, and it wasn't really something I was thinking about. It was just operating in the background.
Then when did you realize that, like, hey, we put it on one high school campus. Now it's on soon to be hundreds. What happened?
Yeah, I think Max is great. He kind of catalyzed, you know, how we met and then why we decided to expand.
Dylan and I have a pretty funny origin story. I had just taken a job working full-time at DeVos doing marketing work. We're sophomores at Penn. I was studying in the Wharton undergraduate program. And people kept telling me about this superstar engineer who was a sophomore in my year and who was working full-time at Tesla. And I had to meet him. That week, an article broke about an app that Dylan had built for Penn in the Daily Pennsylvanian, our campus newspaper. And I reached out on LinkedIn and said, congrats on the launch. Let's meet up and chat. He responded. We met up. What was supposed to be a 30-minute coffee turned into like 4 hours of pizza and chatting. And we realized, I think, pretty quickly that there was an opportunity here to do something really special. I had wanted to build something unique with someone who I considered like a once-in-a-lifetime partner. And I think I found that in Dylan. And we really quickly started talking about ideas that we had as to what could be next. He showed me the retention data from Staples. I had never seen anything like it. In its third year, which is where we were in 2018, or I should say where Dylan was with Staples in 2018.
Staples High School.
Yes, 75% of the school was active daily. And the retention was just a series of horizontal lines that kept increasing year over year in terms of the percentage of penetration that they had at that campus.
On an app that you weren't even touching, weren't even updating, had never done marketing for, the entire campus was at it. And so in your head, Max, you're like, what's next?
He was working full-time at Tesla as their youngest engineer, and the app had a remarkable—
Which is a story in itself, and we're going to come back to that one because it's just a wild story.
I couldn't get my head around how the app was doing so well, and he was sitting idle on it. And I think something to the effect came out of my mouth, and I just said, there's such an opportunity here, and it would be a shame to miss it. And we started talking about it, quickly realized that the first step was to prove it wasn't a fluke at that school. And so we rapidly set about trying to extend it and to prove that the thesis, that it could be continued. We launched the rest of Fairfield County very, very quickly after.
Which is how many more high schools?
Six more in the first 6 weeks, all of which had 50%+ penetration in the first 3 to 4 days after launch. So we made it onto the devices of about half of each school's students.
Within a handful of days.
In hours.
With no Android product.
And then what happened next? Because this is one of those rare stories. Having been a serial entrepreneur, you know, often you launch something and it's like there's something working a little bit. You guys have the exact inverse, which is it was so rapidly working and so immediate. And it is almost like the only thing you can compare it to is Facebook, where it happened so quickly. And it's just really fun to hear the narrative of like, what were you thinking about this while you were living it?
I mean, I think, again, the inverse is we actually weren't. We were, you know, I was
going to class.
And, yeah, we each had our bosses, Max at Havas, me at Tesla. And, you know, that was really what took up most of the time. And then it was what was to be Saturn. And then finally school at the end, which is pretty ironic. So we, you know, found ambassadors to launch. I think it was my cousin's friend at a neighboring school was who we worked with. And we worked with that ambassador for about 3 weeks to make sure that it was a flawless launch. And then we were able to get the rest of the county pretty quickly. And then we decided, okay, let's try and, you know, start running and really try and build this out more. And that was about at the end of January of 2019.
Dylan had already at that point moved in. The project kind of took a turn when I said, we're spending so much time on this that we need to live together. And so Dylan and I shared an apartment on campus by the beginning of January of our sophomore year. And that was when things really started taking off. We doubled our footprint in the month of January, continuing the success with our launches, and then consolidated the app in the month of February to a single app that's...
Yeah, Saturn hadn't existed before February. The reason being is that, just like Staples, if you went to a school with S logo and blue colors, that would be the logo. We would white label it. But that quickly wasn't scalable because each new build would require Apple's approval. If there was a bug or a feature we needed to get out, we'd have to submit it to, at that point, I think it was 30+ individually labeled apps, and it wasn't scalable. And there was also no brand recognition. The user would open the app simply for the utility, but not for the brand. And Saturn is the Roman god of time. We thought that, you know, had a cool appeal to it, and we were able to brand it in a fun way. So Saturn was born, and, you know, the consolidated app you just one tap sign in and automatically matches to your school. You see your friends, you see your data, and you know the user doesn't need to do anything else.
So fast forward, because you're sitting there, you're soon to be juniors on campus. When did you decide that you were like, maybe we got to go do this full time?
It wasn't by design. We had each put, you know, some of our own money into just funding like interns that we had on campus at Penn. And then we weren't really planning on going to California to raise money. Once that kind of, you know, took off, it became clear very quickly that this was what we wanted to do and what we had to do.
Let's just transition to like the vision of Saturn. As you think through 3 years, 5 years, what are like the core principles that you're focused on, or how would you articulate what you guys want to go and tackle?
We're going to own the time layer of the internet. If you think back to when Google first started, they owned the search layer. And Facebook owned the social layer when they built the social graph and started connecting people, and you can interact, form groups, but no one solved time. If you think about the calendar solutions that exist in today's society, you have Google Calendar and Microsoft Outlook. In the corporate setting, they work really well. I can see my colleagues' calendar, see when they're free, and make plans with them. The problems, there are two. One is that, you know, I would much rather make friends or make plans with my best friend than, you know, my colleague, and I don't have access to their calendar. And the second is that location has really become a proxy to see what people are doing and when. But if I look on, say, Find My Friends or Snap Map on Snapchat, I don't actually care what my good friend's latitude and longitude is. I really just care about what they're doing. And I want to see the clusters of people together at parties and events, but I don't really need to know where they are on a map. And I think that with the demographic that we're targeting now, there are barriers to entry for these apps to request location permissions always. And we're seeing that privacy concerns are really becoming front and center, and people are paying more attention to that. What Saturn is Saturn does not request your location permission. It's grouping people around shared events and shared communities. We're starting in high school because everyone has really confusing schedules, but it's a repeating schedule in that you have the same classes and you have different people in different classes. You have after school activities and clubs, and you can have this predictable calendar. And it's really the first calendar that is owned by this generation. Right now in high school, and this was the case when I was in high school, and you know we've surveyed hundreds of kids now, and it still is that parents really own the calendar for their child. They use Google Calendar, and they will text their kid, hey, you have sports practice, you have tutoring, and the kid will use Apple Notes or their local calendar app and write it down. But it's not social, and they don't own it. And they are using Saturn as their calendar. So as Saturn continues to expand its feature set with external events and more kind of event discovery within the school community and inter-school communities and kind of friends in general, we'll start to see unique graphs that appear through time and events as opposed to just relationships like what Facebook does.
I mean, I'm just sitting here smiling because it is really, really fun to think about the fact that your vision is to own the time layer of the internet. Lucy DeLand, my business partner, one of the co-founders of Paperless Post, I think what she got so excited when she saw what you were building is really this, the fact that, like, obviously Paperless Post, an events company, she really understood just the community that happens around events, and you're just making that seamless for people to be able to see what others are doing. And it's not about high schools, and you started on high school campuses, but quickly it's obvious that this can expand to everybody.
No one's really catering to this demo, and the technology that they are used to are, you know, the likes of Snapchat, TikTok, Visco, Instagram, really high quality consumer apps. And the apps that they use for as part of their school day are these education apps, which we are 100% not. We take a bottom-up approach, foster relationships with great ambassadors and users at the school instead of trying to work with the schools. We will never work with the schools because we have good relationships with them, but it's really, we don't need their permission or their data to launch. And the kids really, it's exciting to see them take ownership of the product with no one telling them to.
I also think, and I would add that I think time's a particularly compelling arena when we now look at it, because it's one of the only commodities that you can't just buy more of. And time management is such a challenging problem for anyone. I mean, ourselves definitely included, but it doesn't have, there's no really solid solution in place specifically for high school students. And it's a challenge that everyone faces, which means that for us, there's a naturally extending audience and opportunity into other demos. And from a business perspective, that's one of the things that I think is most compelling for us, our team, and also our investors.
One of the things I just want to say is you guys have just cracked the code on understanding that younger high school audience, what they need, what they want. And one thing that struck me was if you think about adoption of technology, that's exactly where it's happening. It's the younger, you know, the 14-year-old is guiding ultimately the 40-year-old. You not only catered to them, the daily active users is bananas. The retention is incredible. Tell us a little bit about that retention.
Saturn will never be a fad. When you see apps that Yik Yak and other kind of apps that really they peaked and then they fell off, because the reason why users come is the same reason why users leave. When a friend tells you to use it, you use it. When the friend stops using it, you stop using it. It's a really repeatable pattern that we've seen time and time again with apps that really were great and, you know, went viral. With Saturn, you can't just stop going to class. You can't just stop having classmates and having these interactions or having things to do after school or really in your life, you know, and the cycle changes, but so does the people around you and that you want to talk to. So Saturn is, it's building social on the backbone of utility, and we always play devil's advocate with ourselves when in product sessions. For every social feature we add, how can we back it by utility to ensure the retention continues? So as we see that year over year, the incoming freshman is much more retained on Saturn than the outgoing senior, and we cater to the mindset of what the incoming freshman now in 2020 will be as opposed to the outgoing senior, because we know right now that the outgoing senior has used Saturn, but they're not our primary audience. It's that eighth grader who's about to go into a huge new campus with thousands of new people. They want to know where to go, but also who to talk to, what to do. How do we make that smaller and foster interactions that otherwise would not have happened without Saturn?
And the frameworks that Dylan's talking about and the way that we look at this problem, it's having a real impact on our results. I mean, half of all of our monthly active users are active on a daily basis, and 85% of our monthly active users are active weekly. So, I mean, in short, they're becoming addicted to the product, and we are providing a fundamentally, we're really solving the problem that they have and that no one else is catering to. That has been one of the key value points for us, is looking at how can we provide a product and a solution to a problem that no one else seems to care about.
Alexa here. Not only do I get the opportunity to speak with all types of founders on For Starters, but I'm a repeat founder myself. We all know how vital fundraising is to a startup. Carta knows this too. That's why they had founders in mind when they created their fundraising suite, providing tools and support to take the friction out of fundraising. They save founders time and money, allowing you to focus on your goals, not the admin work needed to close a round. From simply issuing safes to quickly receiving funds, Carta Fundraising Suite helps their cap table customers raise a better fundraising round. To learn more or to get started, go to carta.com/fundraise. That's carta.com/fundraise.
Dylan and Max, I just want to start with, what exactly is Saturn today and where is it headed?
Saturn today is building community around the calendar in high schools. That means seeing where you are throughout your day, how much time is left in a really great interface, where your friends are, and who's in your class and events that you have. Where Saturn is going is trying to own the time layer of the internet beyond high school. But high school is a great entry point because there are all these interactions that are happening that no one's catering to right now.
One of the things I love is you guys are really focused on building a really tech and engineering culture, design culture, and attracting A-plus talent. Tell us just more about how you think about building out the team.
So Saturn definitely is a design and engineering first culture. It goes back to the problem we're solving, which is in this sphere, people aren't placing enough emphasis on user experience and design. So we really, really prioritize that. And in terms of the engineering, there are a lot of complicated calendar and time management problems that we're solving, both in the product with the social features and also how we're scaling. So people who are thinking critically about data and, you know, at my past at Tesla, was very much data heavy problems. So applying a lot of those learnings to calendaring might seem a little odd, but, really it's necessary to be able to scale this.
Got it. So I want to totally switch gears. You guys are so young. You have dropped out of school. You have decided to do everything and bet on this and swing big. And you both have really, really special talents. I want to start with you, Dylan. You somehow hacked into your Apple Watch to move a Tesla and had Tesla literally reach out to you and say, hey, would you like to come and work for us as their youngest employee on the engineering side? Just tell us a little bit about that journey, because clearly you are exceptionally talented technically, but also like just really, really creative and crafty. So I just want to hear a little bit more about that, because I was cracking up when I learned that fact.
Yeah. So in 2015, my parents had an early Tesla Model S, and I had just gotten the first generation Apple Watch. And like most people would think, I saw the car and I'm like, cool car, but I want to be able to control it from my Apple Watch.
As anyone would.
Yeah, just that's like, yeah, you know, after school, that's what I think about.
Exactly.
So I hooked the Tesla up to my local Wi-Fi network, my LAN, and reverse engineered the API around the vehicle and ended up building what was first just an Apple Watch app to, you know, do all basic functionality from the car that you could do with Tesla's mobile app. And then I wanted to take it a step further. I'm a cyclist, so I don't know if you've ever used the Garmin app for biking. But it will track your routes and kind of power output and speed over time and things like that. So I wanted to track some of those same metrics with the vehicle that had not been done before. So that ended up being an app called Tesla Toolbox, which controlled all of the functions and provided a great map-centric, really data-heavy app that where Tesla's at the time was still really controls-focused. And I launched that app, and it got about 20,000 users in the first month and went kind of viral on the Tesla Motors Club forum and was reached out to by some people and was really lucky to, you know, get contact by Tesla. And they did not know my age when we, you know, first started chatting. So, you know, we first settled on an internship when I was still in high school. So I left high school 2 months early and moved across the country from Connecticut to Palo Alto and started working there as their youngest on the supercharger analytics team. And I walked in and, you know, was probably the dumbest person in the room and the youngest. And it was, you know, for the next 2 years, it was, you know, one of the greatest experiences I had. And I owe a lot to my awesome manager who really was a mentor for so long and taught me everything. Both about, you know, business interactions, how to foster relationships, build trust on teams, and also the other engineers on my team who really, you know, pushed me to my limit and taught me, you know, what I couldn't have learned just coding, you know, in my room in high school.
Max, the funny thing about this is you've also always been an entrepreneur and wired to think about businesses. And just tell us a little bit about your own early entrepreneurial story.
Yeah, I really wanted a MacBook when I was about 11 years old and decided that the best way to do it when my parents said no was to start selling cookies on a subscription basis. So I built a VistaPrint website, which was market-leading technology at the time. This is a world pre-Squarespace. And to set it up on a recurring billing model, leveraging primarily the fact that I was, I guess, a you know reasonably composed 10 or 11-year-old. I made enough to buy the MacBook. About 5 years later, I'm a sophomore in high school, and I realized that there was an opportunity to launch an influencer agency, specifically helping high school and college kids find brands that were looking to develop their on-campus voice and presence. I rented those people out largely to the brands. Fortunately, AdAge picked up the story, and I made it out west to a conference where I had the opportunity to meet some amazing CMOs, including some people who are now advisors to the business. And they really gave me a platform to do amazing things, specifically the CMO over at Beats by Dre, who gave me a platform as part of their 2018 Super Bowl campaign to do some awesome work on Snapchat by arbitraging attention. We were buying geo filters en masse from my boarding school dorm room up in New Hampshire and ran some of the leading ad units as part of that campaign from a dorm room. That put me on retainer there, and about a year later I joined Tavas to help them do work with young audiences, primarily to help cater better to brands who are looking to build on-campus voice.
One of my favorite things about you guys is I always think that, you know, in a young age, I've accomplished a decent number of things. And every time I'm with you, I'm like, holy moly, you guys, like, just, you know, were able to, like, you know, start legally drinking recently. So it's amazing to me. So I want to transition back to you guys have such big ambitions with Saturn. You know, when you meet, it's so obvious that you're not going to lose because you're not going to ever give up. And you have that just kind of natural gravitas that it takes to go build something special. You guys are in the middle of rapidly building out the team. Who are you hiring? Who are you looking for? How are you thinking about adding employees?
Yeah, it's people who, you know, are not super focused on title, can be a jack of all trades, wear many hats. We don't really believe in a lot of middle management. We're a pretty flat org now, moving really quickly. And in the consumer tech space that we're in, you have to. So design interacts really frequently with engineering, and I'm kind of running both of those orgs now. And we don't want to put too much friction between an engineer and a designer when, you know, people should just talk to each other.
Today, what's been the coolest pinch me moment that you've had since you launched Saturn, which technically you launched it years ago as a child, but now it's taking the world by storm. But biggest, coolest pinch me moment to date?
We hired our first ambassadors as interns last summer, and being able to interact with them, who were our first two users, literally now working at our company with us and building this alongside of us, That was really inspiring, and being able to talk to the users. And for me, really, it's personal in that it started at my school as just this, you know, one-off little project. And now it's, you know, really expanding, and we're here. So seeing that journey has been really rewarding, but we're really only at the beginning.
One thing I just want to add is you guys not only run a business together, you also live together, which I love that fact, because I think it actually shows the sacrifices you make as early founders. Like, it's go time. You don't even have time to think about other options. You're like, we're 24/7. I just want to comment on that. What is that like for you guys every day? You're literally all day long together.
I think it's an always on mentality. And I think it's kind of when you're now recently 21 and kind of living in New York and fully committed to a business and a team and employees, it's so much. We are in such a unique position by living together to be able to focus exclusively and entirely on the company. And I think it gives us an immense competitive advantage.
Yeah, last night we were having a late night design jam at the office, and then transitioned back to the apartment, and our designer like crashed on our sofa. And it just shows that we really live and breathe this. We spend much more time, obviously, at the office than at the apartment. But in the time that we do have off, it is fun to kind of relax and know that, you know, we started this. And Max is the only one that understands the journey that I've gone through, and vice versa with him. So having those moments are definitely important and allowing us to clear our heads. And that's advice I would give to other founders as well, and that if you do this, you do have to level set with yourself and say, you know what, today could be a great day, today could not be a great day, but we're gonna, you know, move forward, and it's okay. And knowing that you have that that team member and that partner in that is very important.
And that is one of the things that really strikes me about you guys, is you almost are so certain that every day and every week and every month you will have tons of problems, tons of challenges. And it's almost the gravitas that you both know that you will have challenges. And you've kind of wired your life to be like, we need to be able to sustain whatever's going to come. And you do know it's kind of an always on moment for the opportunity that you have ahead of you. And one thing that strikes me about you guys is that you don't seem, you know, freshly out of college, you seem wiser than many, many, many young people that could have this opportunity. Last thing I just want to end on is, when it's Sunday night and you're super excited about the week ahead, just like something in your instincts is like alive, why?
I think it's, Monday starts, early morning design review, seeing what the team has been working on all the previous week. And I love just getting in there into the pixels and really, ironing out the details. And knowing that on Friday we will have these new products and these new things built and designed, that's just super exciting to see the vision, actually get synthesized and come together. And walking into the office each morning and, seeing the team, alive, that's very exciting.
I remember walking out of my room back at school, and the benchmark of there being energy and electricity in the office was Dylan and I were both at the dining room table in our apartment. And it's very different when we now walk into the office and the energy and electricity is a team of what I consider to be remarkably dedicated, highly talented, and extremely passionate engineers, designers, analysts, growth hackers, marketers working together to try and solve a problem that I think Dylan and I are so passionate about solving at this moment. And I think that energy and electricity is what I look forward to most walking into the office. I think seeing the prototypes and the work that's being done every week and just how quickly we're moving is something that it's like a drug.
So my last question, I lied. I had one more. I want to come back to, if there's one thing that you think about more than anything, what would it be?
I think it's about continuing. The thing that scares me is that each year that passes, I am more removed from the user, and we need to be neurotic about talking to the users. And I didn't use TikTok, for example, in high school. Now that's what they use to consume content. We use Instagram, but in high school, Instagram's really a directory, and Snapchat and TikTok and Visco are the content consumption and sharing tools. So it's staying true to the user and building the product around that without seeming too removed, because obviously, we're no longer in high school.
Dylan, Max, thank you guys so much for joining us today. Guys out there listening, if you want to learn more about Saturn, which I recommend that you do, check out joinsaturn.com, and join us next week for Inc. The Founders Project with Alex von Tobel. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.